setting this up, channel one right, channel one right. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday, the 3rd of December 1970, after supper. This is channel one right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday night, 3rd of December 1970. Now, this is a reel that I got backwards. Channel two, right and over, are dated before this. So this is a later date. Yeah, you see, that goes back in November. Channel 2 goes back in November. And this one, channel 1 right, that's tonight, Thursday, the 3rd of after supper, the 3rd of December 1970, channel 1 right. So you see, channel 2 and channel 1 are backwards on this tape. And tonight, Miss Daisy's coming up after supper, and she could come up almost any time now. And this is Thursday, the 3rd of December, 1970. And she's coming out while after supper. After supper, the 3rd of December, 1970. And she missed all last week, Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving week, I guess it was, or something. Anyhow, it's been a good while. Yes, Thanksgiving week was last week. She missed all of Thanksgiving week. I don't know what in the world we were doing. And this is Thursday, the 3rd of December, 1970, after supper, Miss Daisy. This is Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right on this mistaken tape. This is Channel 1 Right.
I don't think it moves.
No, I don't think it moves. It's got Miss Daisy's name on it. I'm going to get us a little ice cream and cake here. I don't think it's too cold for ice cream. If you have your wood and your water, then you just don't need anything else.
No. I don't have no chickens, no nothing like that to see it. I get my water and my wood in. That's all. And I do that for night for dogs.
But it'd be nice to have a flashlight just in case you need it to go out.
Me?
Be nice to have a flashlight.
Yes, I need one. I need one, you know, sometime the power go off. And I don't have no light.
Well, that's
so right. I need a flashlight then to go from room to room, out of my bedroom and blah, blah, blah. I don't have one. Well, I tell you, I hate a flashlight. Well, the children just bark every time I turn around. Grandma won't buy a flashlight. Until they burnt the batteries out. And so then they didn't have to buy the flashlight. And I didn't have to buy any nothing from them.
Children like a flashlight.
They love them. But they'd rather buy ice cream with the money than to buy them a flashlight.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You feel any fire?
Feel a little bit.
Well, that's all we need, isn't it?
That's right.
A little bit.
not as nice as down at Miss Daisy's.
You know, I've been looking forward to setting my Miss Daisy's little fire, and I somehow have missed her. I've been by time to.
Been doing what?
I was going to catch you there and come in and set with that fire a little bit. Joe, you got better heat than we have, you see.
You think so?
I know, way yonder. Yeah. Way yonder.
Well, I can say I got nice heat.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that thing get it hot? It warms the house all right.
Mm-hmm. And that's good heat. That's the thing I was
saying. Bessie told me the other day that she was thinking about getting her a circulator. You know, I said, oh, you're going to get through it, wood. She said, yes. You know, she fell Sunday.
No, I didn't know that.
So she ain't much good this week.
Was she stove up?
She told me, she said, you know I fell. I said, fell? She said, yeah. I said, where you fall from, Bessie? She says she's coming out the dining room into the living room and fell. She said, I fell right up in the fireplace. She said, if it had been in the fire there, I guess I'd have gotten burned up. I said, you better try to stand up and quit falling down. I said, who were here? She said, I was by myself.
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know it to Tuesday. I think she fell Sunday.
Well, you see that fireplace don't hold heat like your heater.
Mm-mm.
See, in a way, that fireplace is a luxury, ain't it?
That's right.
Takes more wood?
James was telling me last night he moved a tree out of somebody's yard. They wanted the tree down and sawed up. They wanted out the yard, so he sawed the tree up and carried it to the dump. And said he had carried the man, I think he said 3 loads of wood. And said he told him yesterday he wanted 2 more loads of wood. I said he used a fireplace. He said, yeah, he got 4. He got 2 downstairs and 2 upstairs. And he got, he got electric heat and all that stuff. But so he said he don't care nothing about it. He'd rather have a fireplace where he can sit back and look in the fire.
Yeah. That's nice. A lot of people feel the same way.
That's right.
They're just too lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
Yeah.
If I wasn't so lazy, I'd do that same thing.
Would?
Yes, sir.
You like what I play?
Oh, yes.
Well, I do. I always will. That's frappe. I'm like the man. I can sit back and looking the fox.
Yes, sir. And I don't see any of my troubles in the fireplace. Somehow.
I think sometime Miss Bessie starts a fire before she needs one.
And she can make such funny fire. Look like it's careless, you know. She'll have wood too long. Oh, but you can straighten it. Look at that.
They told me that you'd put a washout today.
Says they told you what?
That you put a washout today.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, was it?
And the day before.
That's right.
2 days in a row?
I had to wash some for them folks down there in this bottom, Alan and them. So I washed for them the day before yesterday and washed for myself yesterday.
Well, you can't wash it all at one time.
Then I've always been like that. If I got a bone for somebody to wash, I wash them and put them out and then wash mine. I don't wash clothes long together. I don't like it like that.
Never did.
No, never did. All the washing I do it separate. If I'm going to wash for myself, I wash all mine. Hang them out, and then I wash out the rest. By the time I get them others washed and ready to hang out mine, it's ready to clear the line so that they don't get mixed.
I see. Oh.
You had to keep the pot boiling a good bit.
It took a while. I'm not too hot for some reason or other.
That ice cream. Yes, sir. That ice cream cooled us off.
Maybe a little too far along in the season, Faye, for ice cream.
Yeah. You don't get tired of ice cream?
No.
We like it.
Yeah,
get it out of your way. You just take your time there.
Yeah.
We got in a terrible habit of eating too fast, Miss Daisy.
Mm.
We eat too fast.
That's the truth. Eat too fast, and there's no particular hurry.
Why, we got the evening.
What is it? Just a habit we're getting into, Miss Daisy?
Yeah.
Just a habit. Just eat fast.
I saw some little old violets. She still got violets blooming down there. I just can't believe that they keep on blooming.
You still got violets?
Yes.
Well, how do you manage that, Miss Davis?
I don't know.
That little stove.
After all this freezing, we don't have anything left. Nothing.
That's all I got. Some glass.
Did you cover them up?
No. I ain't do nothing to them. Well, that's Miss Miles. That's that blue and that's this green.
Uh huh. They are.
And bloomy.
You hadn't worked this week.
No, I'll go tomorrow.
You go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been busy around your house.
Yes, I've been busy around my house.
Now, always something to do.
Always something to do. But what I've been doing some them lilies and things what the cold killed. I've been cutting that off some.
Yeah.
Not been much. The winter's so cold, I wasn't doing that but staying to the fire.
Yeah. Yes, but you had a good fire to stay to.
Yes, all day long. And I stayed in the house and enjoyed it. I sold a little, patched a few things, things like that. When I sold to me.
When you got up in the morning, you knew some things you were going to do.
Yes.
Did you say Miss Daisy was raking this morning? Raking? You've been raking?
Raking up some leaves?
Yes.
Around there by... Well, wash that. He will move that to rake.
Yeah.
That old tree nice shedding the leaves off. And it's a mess.
Oh, really?
I don't mind.
I don't mind. No trouble.
I don't mind.
Well, you know, I saw that pretty new rake.
Me.
I saw that pretty new rake.
Yes. That belongs to the artist.
She let you borrow it?
Yes. If I can find it, I just go get it and use it.
Oh, you don't have a rake?
No, sir. I don't have a rake. They done wore out all of mine and tore them up. And I ain't bought no more.
Yeah.
So, I'm just getting kind of paid back. Her boy give her that rake. So, me and her uses it.
Sambo?
No, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron?
Oh.
Aaron, I hadn't seen him in so long.
Well, he's in Georgia now. He don't live in Gainesville now. They moved to Georgia. Oh, I guess about 2 months ago.
Oh, what do you know? Well, I'd move up there, too, if I could make a living, Miss Casey.
If you could make a living.
Yeah.
Well, I think you could make a living.
I've never
There's
been able...
There's a heap of folks up there living.
Yeah, but I never seemed to get
You ever been there?
That far in Georgia. I've been there lots.
Oh.
But I never made no money up there. No, sir, I'd move up there any time.
If you could make a living.
If I had anything.
But you're making a living where you is, and you think you better stay.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes.
I think if you're doing well, you're doing well, do you?
You know, you go to church, Miss Daisy, and they tell you that money, everybody's so interested in money, and anybody, if they just put all their mind to it and everything, they can make money.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of times in my life, I've put my mind to it and didn't make much.
You what?
It ain't quite as easy as they make out.
No.
Well, I don't hear of many people going back to Georgia from Florida, though.
No.
Man.
Not many people go back to Georgia from Florida.
Well, you see, this Florida, his Aaron's home. He
yeah.
was born here.
Yes. That's all he ever knew.
That's all he ever knew. Florida. But I think this woman he got, I think her home's in Georgia.
Oh.
And I think all her people is there.
Yeah.
So I think she the one taught him in notion going, because he ain't know nothing about Georgia.
Yeah. Well, they'll take care of him. He got people up there.
Yeah. Her folks might help. But she ain't gonna do nothing. She's too lazy. She ain't feeling for nothing. She's sick all the time.
Sick all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
I just don't see. Why Aaron want to go up there? Of course, Aaron awake. He awake.
Yeah.
And he can get a job up there to work. I guess if he look good. Next thing about it, he ain't gonna stay there no longer he want. If he like it, he'll stay. If he don't, he'll be back.
Aaron independent?
Say, is he that independent?
Is he pretty independent?
Yes, sir. He's pretty self-conceived.
Yeah.
You know, he had a good job in Gainesville, they say. Well, I don't know. somebody said that his boss man wanted him to wait Labor Day, and he didn't want to work, and didn't work. So they said when he went back, the man told him, well, you didn't work yesterday, so I don't need you no more. So Abram told him, that's okay. So, but I wait Labor Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. Most of work in the house Christmas Day, but I was working.
Yeah.
But I worked in the field on Labor Day and Thanksgiving Day. Only I don't see nothing wrong, really. Myself. But that's me. Oh, my children used to get so aggravated with me. Really have to work on Labor Day, Thanksgiving Day. I said, well, you're supposed to work Labor Day. I said, don't you know what his name?
I don't know why they get so particular now about those things.
Mm-hmm. But they is, though. They're lazy, one thing, Mr. Mark. And every chance he can lay off, he do it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I think it's more fun to work a little bit than it is just to not.
It is, to me. If you, lots of folks, if he'd have been working, he might have been living. What, taking Labor Day, Thanksgiving Day, all these things, lost his life. If he'd have been somewhere working or somewhere in a quiet place, he might have not done.
Yeah. That's just a bad time. You want to be in a in a quiet place.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Aaron, I liked Aaron. When I first come down here, I saw Aaron right smart. I'd be down there. Miss Boots would go over there and we'd all listen to television, sat in that front room there. I can't remember your being there, was you?
Who that?
When we
Where was it?
Over there at Doris's.
Over there at Doris's house?
Yeah.
Said they were celebrating over there.
No, when I first come down here, you know. We'd go over there after supper. I used to go over there a lot.
Oh, yon on the hill.
No. Right down there where you are.
Just never ran into Miss Daisy, I guess, down there.
Nope. Never did.
Miss Bootsy was over there. She'd go over.
Lucy.
Bootsy.
Bootsy. Bootsy, what lived with Doc.
Yeah.
Bessie.
And Bessie'd go sometimes, not much. But I'd go down there a lot of times. They'd all be sitting back and talking.
Yes,
they had the television on, but nobody much was listening.
Nobody listening, man. They have it on now. Sometimes nobody pays no attention but me.
Yeah.
They's riding up, they's doing something, or fixing something, or talking, or something. You don't know what the television doing.
You the only one.
Oh, yes, I sit there and watch it sometimes. Sometimes Doris, she'll watch it. They don't pay it enough attention to buy one.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, she said, I buy it for the children. Well, now his certain programs going up. Baseball. They look at that. They like that. They like football. It's some kind of games like that.
Yeah.
They enjoy.
But they don't watch your programs.
No. Just some programs they notice. But if they got anything else they want to do, they ain't studying that television. They're going on and do what they do.
Yeah.
And then they look at it for a while. I'm talking about they study. It'd be some kind of something on there. I don't know what it is, but they do. And they watch it. But I just sit there and watch them as they come.
Yeah.
I don't know one from the other. I don't know. I do know Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lucy.
Yeah.
I know her.
Oh, she's a bird, isn't she?
Yes, sir. She's a sight.
Yeah. Well, she comes on every, what day is she on?
She come on every night, don't she?
I'd forgotten
too.
Why don't she come on every night?
I think Isaiah watches it a little bit with Bessie, doesn't she? Doesn't he?
Yes.
Does he?
Isaiah watches a little bit. Now, him and Bessie, I think they watch it by the light.
Hi.
They look at it a while and then they go to sleep. Watching sleep. He said he can't help it. He said it puts him to sleep every time he walks. He look at it a little while. First thing I know, I'm asleep.
He don't. He not so wore out that he can't keep awake, is he?
No.
Well, the last time I saw him, he looked like he was in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm. He ain't no old man. He ought to be in good shape.
Yeah.
He ain't done nothing.
he hadn't done what you call hard work since I've known him.
Known him to do much hard work. I know he used to work. I don't know where he worked for Mr. Huff or who, but he drove a truck for somebody in the Orange Grove for a while. That's when he took sick and he had to go to the hospital. But he ain't done no hard work since.
No, he was down there at, at Wynn's for a long time, wasn't he?
Well, I guess that's where he was. I know he was down there somewhere.
Yeah.
I know who he was working for.
He worked in the same place as Mr. Rob and them, down there.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Wood. Yeah, I used to. I used to see him all the time. He'd been up here and brought stuff and all.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty nice fella.
Yes, he is. He's just as kind, mannerable, And then he'll favorable. He'll do things for you.
Yeah.
And he don't charge you so much.
Uh-huh.
He just do it friendly. He ain't like most of the folks.
Yeah.
If they do something for you, you gonna pay.
Oh, really?
But he don't.
Yeah. Now, if you need to go to grocery or anything, or send.
Mm-hmm. If he, he asked them to run you to the store or run you to town or anywhere like that. He'll go and wait on you nicely till you get to him. Bring it back.
Well, that
well,
nice.
I said what I want. He said, you don't want me nothing.
Is that nice?
Uh-huh. We better keep him around here.
I hope we can. If somebody was saying it means so much to Miss Effie to have him around, if she wants something from the store, wants something done, she just asked him, he go do it.
Yeah.
Huh? She don't have to wait 2-3 days. He'll go and come back.
Yeah.
I say, yes, it means much to me too. Sometime I want some things and I know I might ask somebody to give it maybe day after tomorrow before I get it, and I want it now.
Oh, shoot.
So you, so he'll do things for you too?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do anything I ask to.
And he's not all bogged down with a family.
That's right. He don't have a family, and that's a good thing.
What'd you say about a family?
We just said he didn't have no family.
Well, that's unusual. How'd that happen, Mrs. Daisy?
What, Isaiah ain't got no family?
Yeah.
Well, he just ain't got none. I don't know how it happened. What he happened to not have now.
You mean Isaiah ain't got no family?
Not that I know of.
Well, I'll declare.
Isaiah ain't got nobody but himself, as I know so. Somebody said he married one time, but I never did see his wife. I don't know nothing about
him. Yeah.
Every time I see him, he's just like he is now. By himself.
Yeah. Picking his teeth.
Just by himself.
And coming out of Miss Bessie's, picking his teeth. And you know he's had some good to eat, don't you?
And she always has it ready when he comes.
Oh, I bet she does.
She do. You see, she used to didn't have nobody to fix but Carolyn, and she'd have hip ready. When Carolyn come from school, her them is ready. It's on the waiter, got a waiter about like that, I think. The plate sitting on there, glass there, spoon, fork. Mm-hmm. Salsa. Yes, so that don't make sense. Tell him have nothing to do but go down and take that waiter, take it to the store and get what she wants off the store. It's already done. She just get it.
Yeah.
So not me. If I can cook it, you can get your plate. Get it.
Yeah. And she can just fill up her plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know child that's brought up to work, he have more respect for his parents.
Yeah.
And one that is brought up without work. Oh, yes, he do.
Well, she gets it on her waiter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
She got a waiter and got the dishes on there for her to eat out of. Oh.
Yeah.
The, all the dishes is on that waiter. Plate, spoon, fork.
Yeah.
Glasses, saucers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she can pick it up on that waiter and take it anywhere she wants to.
Oh, yeah. She most puts on the waiter and come in the living room, eat, and watch television.
Oh.
I says, I'm going to leave in the dining room. Take that waiter, bring it in living room, eat, and watch.
Yeah. Well, now that's life, ain't it?
Ain't it, though? Your granddaughter. She mine, but I don't have nothing to do with it. Speak to it and go on. I don't have nothing. It's none of my responsibility. Mine worked. And if she was in my care, she'd work.
Well, now, Isaiah eats later than Carol.
Man.
Isaiah eats later.
Eat later than Cal.
Yeah, he comes in later.
Yes, sir. When he come, Cal doesn't eat.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes she get off the bus. Sometimes she undressing. Sometimes she don't. She get right off the bus and put her books down and go to Bessie's. Because she know it's ready.
And she don't have to do nothing, bring in the wood or nothing.
Nothing. Don't have to do nothing.
Except lift a spoon.
That's right. Told her waiter wherever she want to take. That's all. But I think that's for a reason.
Well, now, who does Miss Bessie eat with?
Hmm?
Miss Bessie eat with Carol?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She, well, you see, Bessie's had her. Oh, never, all her life. Ever since she was a little baby.
Yeah.
Bessie have had her. Well, I feel like Bessie is responsible for some of that trifling. Because she has her with her. She ought to learn her and teach her to work.
Yeah.
Do what she can. But she don't want to do nothing.
Well, now, does she eat when Carolyn comes in?
Who? Bessie.
Well, she waits for Isaiah.
Sometimes she do and sometimes she don't. Sometimes Bessie be already done to eat.
Oh.
You know, Bessie eats off and on all day long.
She does. I believe she does. Every time I go
she
down
do.
There. Mm-hmm.
She eats off and on all day long.
Well, now, I didn't realize that.
But she do. I wouldn't have thought it.
No, I wouldn't either.
But I see it.
Well, you're right there. You can see it, yes.
Mm-hmm. She's chewing on something. And that's what I'm going to eat. Now I get more and I eat my breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at 12 o'clock, sometime a little 4:20, I eat my lunch. Well, that's all. Maybe I may get me a cracker or something, a cookie or something, between time, with candy and cooking shakes and stuff and all that kind of stuff all through the day and all the time. Now, I don't buy candy, but every once in a while, I buy some candy. Sometimes, I think, now, Bessie said the doctor says she got high blood. Well, I think she makes it high. Eating, you know, things she got no business like that. So much.
You know, if you haven't got somebody there to sort of watch out for watch you,
mm-hmm.
you slip it in.
That's right.
Bessie's there by herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All she got to do is go in there and take another spoonful of that potato pie.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And people by themselves don't always eat right.
No.
And we heard Miss Mary say when she ate by herself, she'd just cook herself a meal and sit down and eat it.
Yes.
Miss Mary.
Yes.
Yeah. She liked to cook her meal by herself. If her husband was away, she'd just cook a good meal and sit down and eat it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now when he comes, she cook another.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't like to cook that way. Yeah, I know. I'm not looking for nobody to come. Well, I cook me what I want to eat. But mostly in the morning, I make me some coffee and cook me some grits. If I got some bacon, I fry me bacon and egg. Well, that's my breakfast. Well, sometime I have grits left there. Well, I want some more grits at noon. I eat them and drink me a glass of milk or something. If I have any milk, sometimes it's just water.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to just cook no 3 meals a day. I'm not going to do that. I cook enough one time to last me for 2.
I'll tell you one thing. Them grits is good. Anytime
mm-hmm.
you want them.
That's right. Deals to me.
Yes. Yes, sir. Now, they're good for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good at anytime.
Anytime you want them.
You want
them. They're used for me. Reading, I know I didn't try.
Do you always warm them up?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, you know, I don't cook grits every morning. If I cook grits this morning, well, I may eat some of them at 12. I'm going to put the rest of them in the icebox. In the morning, I get up and warm them same grits. And they're just as good in the morning as they was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just don't take as long to cook them. Ain't got nothing to do but warm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, I don't eat much bread.
Mm-hmm.
No. If I've got grits, I don't feel like I need bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I don't have no grits, well, I want me 2 pieces of toast and my coffee.
I haven't had any grits for breakfast in a long time. I have this,
So you ain't had none in a long time?
No, I have this oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
I just got in the habit of cooking oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it stays with you. It don't no better than grits.
That's right.
But it stays with you. And I gotta have something like that at breakfast. I just feel better all day.
Sometimes he tries just, we'll run out of oats and he'll try just eggs and toast, and he gets awful hungry by noon. So I just need.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, don't stay with him.
Now, when you were working in the field, you certainly had to have a good breakfast, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, when I was working in the field, I'd get up in the morning, I'd cook grits and eggs and biscuits. I had me a old wood stove there.
Yeah.
And I'd bake biscuits in the morning. They would have syrup and biscuits. Them that liked it, the syrup. Them would eat grits and bacon and biscuits. Some of them would just eat the biscuit just so, just dry so. They won't know what or nothing on them. When I had to cook, as I tell them, I cook for a big family, but I can't cook for a little.
Yeah.
That makes a difference. Makes a difference.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, used to, whenever I was around a big family, I'd just take a little of all of it, the syrup and the eggs and the bacon and the, and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing, you know, when you got company. Somebody down there eating, but you just, it just, you can just keep right on.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I want to get up in the mornings and cook biscuits.
Say, don't worry, you won't get it.
I cook biscuits, but not in the morning, not for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to cook them every morning.
Every morning?
For breakfast. That's when they were working.
Uh-huh.
Well, you see, that was about 4 or 5 of us working in the house working.
5?
Uh-huh. 5 or 6. Well, I had to cook for them that wasn't working, just like I did them was working.
Uh-huh.
You see, my mother, my aunt, they was there. Well, now, my mother, she would mostly cook in the evening.
Oh, she would cook in the evening.
Yeah, she'd start it. She knew it didn't get it finished.
But you'd still be out working. And
yes, ma'am.
Then you come
when
in.
When I come, I'll take over.
Well, it was a good thing to get it started.
Oh, yes. I appreciated what she done.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I didn't want her to do it. But if she wanted to do it, well, do it.
I haven't seen J.R. in a long time, Miss Daisy.
They tell me he's not up this way now. I think... Buddy said he was... I believe he said he was working for somebody in Orange Grove. Buddy said he was going to the packing house today, J.R. Ward. I asked him had Fred finished with him. Buddy said he finished with Fred.
Oh,
I said, no, I didn't see him up this way. I didn't know what had come up.
Well, I can't imagine this place around here without J.R. guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, he ain't been around here now. I guess I ain't seen J.R. in 2 weeks or better.
Is that right?
Well,
what do you think happened, Miss Daisy?
To Gio?
Yeah.
They tell me he working in McIntyre.
Well, what happened to him up here?
I don't think anything happened to him. I think he just happened to leave.
Well, now, Faye, you or Miss Daisy was... I heard you talking. You picked it up somewhere. Who was it? Who was it? These boys over here had been working for Freddy, and then they quit. What was that?
Oh, yes.
Was that you telling me or Miss Daisy?
Miss Daisy talking about when Sambo was working. He'd work for Fred. Little Freddy, all right, but...
They couldn't work for his daddy. With his daddy.
Uh-huh.
He run them all out one day.
He did?
Mm-hmm. And they didn't go back. Only Freddy's reason. Much sad. I told him he was so lazy. And he just hated to be out there so bad. I says, "Why don't you and put a stick on some of you?" They said it would have been a wonder if he'd have done it.
He don't like to get out too much, does he?
No, but they said Miss Jane and little Fred has sure raked him over about treating them like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Daisy, what does he do when he run them off? Just,
That's right. He was cussing them and rough with them.
Talking rough?
Talking. Well, he wasn't half doing this, and he ain't half doing that. If you can't do no better, why, just get it, leave. Get your tongue. Well, you see, them and little Freddy, why, they work right along together, peaceful. What he asked them to do, they did it.
Yeah.
And they got along good. But I don't know where little Freddy had to go this time. I think his daddy was out there about, must have been out there a part of 2 days. Out there.
And Miss Jane got after him.
They say she did. And I believe she did. You know, Miss Jane, she's good.
Mm-hmm.
She's much better conditioned than he is. Fred is. Of course, he treats me all right. Of course. He don't do nothing but go there and buy a little something. If he take a notion, he'll make me stand there 15 minutes before he get it.
Me too.
Hmm?
Me too.
I've been there more than one time. That stuff, and he'd be talking. I guess when he'd get through, I ring. I was most home.
So he never knew what you wanted?
No. He didn't never know what I want.
Well, now, I thought I saw Uncle Gil down at Miss Bessie's today. Did I?
You might have did. I haven't seen him.
Oh, what? Back there clipping something. What was he doing?
Well, you know he's a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh?
He comes there sometime to read and to talk with us. that might have been what it's doing. I didn't see him.
You mean read to Miss Bessie?
Yeah. He reads for me.
You can read to me. I'd like it.
Hmm?
I'd love to hear him read a little bit.
Say you would?
Yeah.
Do you have time?
Do I have time?
To listen at it? And he'd sure be glad to do it. I don't care nothing about it. Yeah.
You don't care about it?
No. I read my Bible. I'll be writing much out my Bible as I will in books.
Yeah.
I believe I will.
Well, if he'll do it for you, that's what I was thinking about.
No, he don't fool with me.
He
sometimes he come over there, Bessie, and he stay hours at the time. And I when Ben here, he'll come over there and talk with Ben, talk that stuff. But I don't have time. If I can't get out that Bible, I don't believe I'm going to get out that magazine.
Well, what part of it is it you don't take to, Miss Daisy?
Mm-hmm. What part of the Jehovah's Witness?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have nothing against it. Anybody that like it and got that faith and believe in it, it's all right with me, but I just don't. I don't believe they can tell me more than my Bible will tell me. I just can't believe it. And they say things they don't mean. They tell you to do things what they don't do.
Oh, do they?
Hmm? No, he won't do it. Things some of them will tell you to not do, or he'll go right ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Thinking you don't know, you see.
Yeah.
Believing you don't know. That's when I don't care nothing about reading to me. I don't care nothing about reading to me.
Yeah.
I read my for myself.
Yeah.
If I don't read for myself, I hear somebody else talk about what's going to be and what's going to happen and all these things. What I got more faith in and I hear them.
Yeah.
Now, here's one. She comes over to the house. I think she's been over there about 3 times.
End of Channel 1 right, the end of Channel 1 right, the visit of Miss Daisy this Thursday night, 3rd of December 1970, after supper. The end of Channel 1 right, the end of Channel 1 right, and the end, the continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Thursday night after supper, the 3rd of December 1970. The end of Channel 1 right, and...